A vote to give more aid to Ukraine and Israel was defeated yesterday in the Senate. It was blocked by Republican lawmakers who want border security to be part of the $111 billion bill. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent but one who votes with Democrats, also opposed the package, but for different reasons. When I spoke with him yesterday, Sanders said he wanted to see the White House attach conditions to further U.S. military aid for Israel.
I am very concerned about what's going on in Israel in terms of Netanyahu's extreme right-wing government not going to war against Hamas. They have the right to go to war against Hamas, who committed an atrocious invasion of their country, but they do not have the right to go to war against the Palestinian people. And the truth is that what has been happening there in the last 2 months is totally unacceptable to me. We're talking about 16,000 Palestinians dead, 70% of whom are women and children. You're talking about 1.9 million people displaced from their homes. Half of the buildings, the housing units in Gaza have either been destroyed or damaged. Bottom line is, yes, Israel has a right to defend itself against Hamas terrorism, but the type of military strategy they're using now is inhumane. It's in violation of international law. We should not give a blank check to Netanyahu to continue that policy.
What kind of conditions do you want to see?
For a start, we cannot allow Israeli settlers to kill Palestinians on the West Bank. Our goal must be a two-state solution, and you're not going to have that if Palestinians are terrorized on the West Bank. We have got to also make it clear that the people of Gaza have a right to return and rebuild their homes, not be driven off of their land. And maybe most importantly, we need a commitment from the Netanyahu government that there will be a two-state solution, that Palestinians in the area have a right to their own homeland to live with security and dignity.
I mean, I assume you've been talking to the White House. Their approach has been privately stern, but publicly they are not willing to set any conditions on aid going forward. I assume you've been talking to them about it. What do you say to them, and what do they say to you?
Well, I think the president and Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, have been trying to do the right thing, and they have been trying to make it clear to Netanyahu that what they are doing is inhumane. But the sad reality is, despite what the president wants to see happen, it is not happening. And I think the only way you tell Netanyahu that his type of behavior, his military tactics are unacceptable, is say, we're not going to give you $10 billion to continue that effort.
It's my understanding that you have been unwilling to call for a ceasefire. Some of your colleagues in the House have done so. Why not?
Because I think a ceasefire is unrealistic when you have an organization like Hamas, which has made it very clear before October 7th and after October 7th that their goal is to destroy Israel and engage in perpetual warfare. So when you have an organization who says, yeah, we want to destroy Israel, we're going to do it anytime and any place, I don't know how you have a ceasefire with them. At the end of the day, the change that is needed in the area will not happen with Hamas in power. You need new Palestinian leadership, which pays attention to the needs of the Palestinian people, understands that Israel has a right to exist in a two-state situation, not Hamas.
It's been very much in the news that incidents of anti-Semitism have been on the rise. Certainly incidents of hostility and hate toward people of Muslim and Arab descent have been on the rise. The FBI director said that he's very concerned recently when he had remarks before the Congress. What do you think would make a difference right now?
Look, I think the bottom line here is that in a democratic society, people have a right to disagree on the war in Gaza or anything else. But we cannot translate our political views into hatred of an entire people, whether they are Muslims, whether they are Jews, or whether they're anybody else. And you got to sit down, argue your point of view, get involved in the political process. But this country has gone through hundreds of years of bigotry and hatred. We're trying to climb our way out of it. Let's not recede into tribalism and hatred just because of somebody's religion.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders. Senator Sanders, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. Take care.